Welcome to Allegedly. I'm Theo Vaughn.
And I'm Matthew Cole Weiss.
And we are joined by our lovely sidekick.
Hey, I'm Ari Manis.
Bro, be Ari Manis a little more than you are.
Hey, good to be here, guys.
That was perfect.
And the hilarious Ari Manis. It is the hottest day of the year here in Los Angeles today, and I'm feeling it, I think.
I'm feeling it for sure, and I was looking on Grindr, and a lot of
where all the people already have their shirt off anyway.
They're all at their pools.
Now, is Grindr like on Grindr? I know that's where men meet each other.
Don't pretend like you've never.
I know what it is. I've seen you do it.
And that's true.
My question is though: do men update their profile pictures a lot on there?
Yes. A lot of them will be like visiting, and they're like title. You know, like visiting in town for 2 days, need it now. I could read you some of the titles of the people who are on Grindr right now, and you'd probably crack up.
Read some of the ones that you have interactions with.
Okay, though. I'll talk to you who I.
Yeah, that's gonna let us know
who I talked to on the way over here.
Ugh.
Don't text and drive.
Don't text and drive. This guy's not. He just said sup. Okay, so we've got Mask 26.
Wow,
he's
no
a good
head,
body.
Just chest.
No head, just chest.
Good body.
I said,
kind of good body. I mean, who knows if his back is
better
nice.
Body
it's
than
just
I
the
have.
Front picture of him.
I said, hey man, how's it going? How are you enjoying the heat? And he said, sup.
Wow.
So that's the extent of a West Hollywood conversation. I'll probably say, oh, how was your day? And he'll say, well, where do you want to meet?
Right. And will you meet up or not?
I would love to meet up with this guy. Granted that if his head matches that body, this body is perfect.
Oh, now, guys, you can't see it. It's a picture of a nice man's chest and abs, but who knows if that's even him?
Looks
he could
whacked.
Have no legs.
Oh, dude,
he could have been in a fire, the backside of him.
I've had plenty of times where I've met people off Grindr or something, and then they are nothing like what their photos seem.
Yeah, that's most of America, I feel like.
Hello.
What's up, Brenton Middlecombe?
Hi, Brenton. Hal? Brenton? Hal?
How you doing?
Anyways, talking about how was your trip, dude?
Trip was okay, man. I went to Atlanta. I went to Florida to visit some family at the beach. And then I went to see the rest of my family down in New Orleans and Baton Rouge.
And speaking of Grindr, you got an inflamed uvula?
Yeah.
Is that
has
correct?
Nothing to do with Grindr.
Oh, really?
I'd like to say that. I honestly,
because I know how you get inflamed uvulas.
Well, yeah, I don't know how you do, dude.
I do.
Jesus Christ. No, I went out honestly and partied with some kids I didn't know, and I think I ended up just woke up with like a inflamed uvula. If you don't know what that is, it's that hangy ball in your throat. Well, mine was like a punching bag. It looked like Rocky Marciano had been beating it up.
Wow.
So it was inflamed, right? So I go to this Ready Med, dude. Two brothers working in the Ready Med, dude, right?
And by brothers, you mean
urban
like
what's
twins?
A Ready Med?
Oh. Ready Med is like a urgent care.
Okay.
So, Ready Med. This is a Southern thing.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's like a, yeah, urgent care based, like 24 hour.
My dad's a doctor, and I still had no idea what that was.
Yeah.
Oh, wow,
not that
yeah.
that should mean anything.
I don't even
but
believe that this exists.
It's like a McDoctor. So anyway, I roll in there, dude, and the guy, like the nurse is pretty much full homosexual.
Oh, okay. Full, not 7/8.
No, I don't know. I mean, but I was going to guess full out of the gate.
Okay, gotcha.
And this guy was like, ooh, what are you doing here?
Oh, stop it.
That's exactly what he was like. I swear to God, dude. And
okay.
I was like,
I have a good vision in my head
I'm
of
here,
this.
I'm not yeah. feeling well. Yeah, perfectly haircut, extra lotion on him. I mean, kind of a handsome guy, a little too much for me.
Okay.
A little too like 90s R&B, you know, had a couple of necklaces on.
Wow.
Dude, you're you're a nurse. Like
at the Ready Made or
yeah,
Ready Med.
Ready Med.
Okay.
So anyway, I go in there, dude, and he's like, well, what brings you in today? And I was like, I think I have, you know, I got this, and I'd looked it up. I got a swollen uvula. I've been mispronouncing it. I got that swollen uvula. And he's like, oh, you got that swollen uvula, okay.
Sade is your nurse?
So, dude, he lays me down and, like, takes my temperature literally from six different places, okay?
Yeah, I can imagine.
The only place he didn't take it was from my penis, right? I mean, this dude, I was like, bro, I don't think you've, like, he's, like, wrapping that, like, holding that band thing against my neck. Like, the guy, it was bizarre, right? So he leaves out, the doctor comes in, this sleepy, sleepy brother, kind of very Ben Carson-esque, you know how Ben Carson falls asleep during his ideas. So he's like that, right? So this guy's just fading in and out of his own life. And so finally he's like, all right, we're gonna give you two shots, right? A steroid and an antibiotic.
I'm sure he gave
so
you a shot.
So he leaves, right? The other guy comes back in, a little tender. He comes in, dude, afraid to give me the shots, dude. Literally has it in his hand like a dart, dude. The shot And he's like, oh my God. He's like, I can't even look. And I'm like, well, you can't shoot me with it if you can't fucking look, dude.
Not things you want to hear your nurse say.
Yeah, Jesus Christ, bro. This is my ass and my life on the line, right? So finally, dude, the second one I gave myself, dude, just threw it in the side sheet.
You didn't.
Swear to God, dude. Swear to God.
Did you put on, they just gave it to you to do
dude,
yourself?
Dude, I used to do steroids on the side of the interstate with a gay buddy of mine years ago.
Okay.
So.
Wait, how long did you do steroids for?
And who was this gay buddy?
High school.
Why were you on the side of the interstate?
I didn't know he was gay, man. It was just.
Did you play football or you just wanted to look buff?
I just wanted to look buff.
Nice.
I was meek child, so we used to shoot up on the side of the interstate. And I don't know if that's a sin or not, but I know it's not proper roadside behavior.
Okay, good.
And anyway, so I put the second one in myself. Dude brings me 4 Band-Aids, dude.
Aww.
And they were Finding Dory Band-Aids.
Shit ever, you got to pay extra for those usually.
Yeah,
that's great.
It was awkward, dude.
That was very sweet.
It was interesting. So I left out of there, headed down to Florida, went and did the beach with some step family down in Florida, had a good time, and made my way back here, man.
Very cool, man. Very cool. So I had the experience of my life. I went to the Simpsons table read.
Did you really?
Coolest experience.
With Matt Groening?
Ever. Yep.
Wow.
As his guest. It was the coolest thing.
Dang.
It was so cool.
You gotta wait and save that story, right?
I'm going to save it for another time.
Okay. Well, we got a guest coming in today, a Real Housewife of Atlanta star, Claudia.
Former.
Thank God.
She's a former everything. She's a former Celebrity Apprentice twice. She is a contestant.
She's a former.
Oh, yeah. She is a former Barker Beauty.
Yeah.
She is a former Deal or No Deal girl.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah. So she's one of the OGs.
Wow.
So this girl has been around.
She has, dude.
And
she's dated about every athlete, it seems like, too.
I have a feeling you're going to like her.
You think so?
Well, yes.
I don't know. I mean, I might. I mean, I've never...
You've never not tried to get someone's phone number.
True. I've also never dated a black young lady, which I'm not opposed to. This one black girl took me to her house one time, but she... Dude, this girl, okay, takes me over to her house, had a chain... coat of armor, I guess.
This is not all black people.
Yeah,
this is just this one
girl.
Yeah,
black people.
Yeah, no, all black people do not have armor, dude. I grew up around a ton of black people. None of them had armor. I used to bathe with a couple of blacks in my neighborhood.
Why did you bathe with them?
It was time to bathe.
Save water?
Something tells me, bathing with you, they needed the armor, actually.
Oh, dude, it was
all your
time
stories
to bathe.
Have this weird...
This man came and tickled us while we were bathing, too.
Lord.
This older black gentleman. He was kind of mixed, but he was...
Did you see him coming and let you tickle
him?
I don't think you really...
Let him tickle you?
I don't remember.
We are just opening some stuff here.
Oh, so anyway, dude. Yeah. But anyway, so we got a Real Housewife of Atlanta coming in.
Former.
I don't know how. Former everything. Former beauty contestant. Former
Miss USA.
Miss
USA.
Top 10.
Miss Universe. Miss one of the states.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how I feel about it.
She's awesome. So
we'll see. She'll be here shortly, and we'll be right back with Claudia Jordan. All right, and here she is, only 25 minutes late, the lovely Claudia Jordan.
Hey, Claudia, thank you for coming.
Listen, there is some truth, some stereotypes. Like I said earlier, CP time is a real thing.
What
CP
is that?
CP time?
You know, it's colored people times, but I bet not hear neither one of you guys say colored people.
I won't say it, no.
I would not say that. I prefer...
no.
Okay. Oh, wait, I don't get some brainstorm.
Stop right there.
I don't get some brainstorm.
I think people are really comfortable now, like, with... They're just forgetting how to be like polite when it comes to like race, and I think this election has a lot to do with it. People are just kind of just saying whatever.
Yeah,
and it's like it's okay because such and such is doing it,
right?
You know, and it's still not okay.
It's not okay.
You know,
I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely a lot of it has to do with like what's going on in your tone and stuff like that, and like the situation. I mean, obviously, if a guy with a rebel flag says something, he probably has ill intent.
That's right.
Why is there CPT? Why does that exist?
That's a great question.
I don't know. I think we're just kind of like. Like, it's laid back, kind of, I don't know.
Like, what are CPs doing in that 20 minutes that they're
what
not?
What are colored people doing?
Okay, look,
you
I said
we couldn't say it. We're not saying
I said
it.
CPs.
What are colored people doing? Okay, well, as the spokesperson for colored people, you know, we got shit to do.
I believe
there
that.
You go.
Unlike you rich, white, privileged people,
oh,
we don't
that's
have
true.
Ponies and horses for our 16th birthday, so we're out there hustling. We are
that's
working.
Not true. Hold on. I got to go move my pony from the spot.
You know,
yeah, my pony's handicapped.
I'd rather have that stereotype than someone some of you guys have some stereotypes too. Like you guys like kill your wives, kill your parents, eat them. You know what I mean? Like we don't really do all of that.
That's most propaganda. And that
kill
is
kill your wives, kill your parents, and eat them.
Yeah. You guys do all of that stuff.
That's Hillary Clinton's
like,
telling people that.
You might find a Filipino guy in a refrigerator of a white guy. Like you don't find a lot of black serial killers that are cannibals.
But
like,
you might find a barbecued Filipino guy in a refrigerator of a black guy.
That I agree with you on.
There you go. Wow.
Let's get into it. We are happy to have you here. You look lovely, and we appreciate your time today.
Completely. So welcome to Allegedly. This is the world's only competitive podcast where you serve as not only the celebrity interview, but the judge.
I judge?
You mm-hmm. judge.
What am I judging again?
So it's three rounds. Mm-hmm. The first round is Theo and I each have 3 minutes to tell a story of something that's happened to us.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Then you pick whatever criteria you want, whose story you like better.
Okay.
Second round is the majority of it, which is us taking turns asking you questions.
Oh, great.
And then the third round is a little mini competition,
and
which we will get to.
All right.
That you will judge off that. And then you'll pick a winner of the entire thing.
Yep. And during the stories, anybody can chime in. Ari Manis will pop in with his sense of morality.
I might do that.
Yeah. He's very moral.
You're the moral compass here?
I'm a good guy. I have a big heart, and I'm just looking for true love if you have any friends.
What's wrong with you?
A lot of things. That would be
really
a whole nother
that.
Podcast if That's we want nice. To talk about what's wrong
it's very
with
sweet.
I don't see that much.
Yeah, you don't, because it's not, I mean, it's, okay, Ari.
And I don't know how true that is either.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, round one.
Ari is a dark
artist.
You guys
are haters? Okay, I'm
I love it.
I find the people that tell you how good they are usually are the darkest.
Exactly.
Everyone has some darkness.
I live in Atlanta, and everybody that's like, Jesus, this and that, like they're like the biggest freaks and violent. Pedophile, like just cheating, whore. You know what I mean? And that's
oh,
just
yeah.
cannibals, but not the white ones are
the
cannibals.
White ones,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Saying, like the ones that have to tell you all the time how great they are.
That's true. They're really
I'm
dark.
Just saying, Ari.
That's always a little Voldemort.
I may have some darkness in me.
Might have to check his freezer.
cue the lightning sound. Yeah.
Check his freezer.
As we can hear a Filipino thawing out in the distance.
A lot
what
of corn
sound
dogs.
Like?
I don't know. That's a great question. The old thawing Filipino.
PT.
All right. I'll go first, I guess.
Okay, cool.
I'll take 3 minutes on the clock.
All right. And shoot.
All right. So my story actually took place here at the World Famous Comedy Store.
Hey.
I was up here the other night.
Shameless plug.
Had a set. Brought a date up here. It was like a second date. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of hanging out. And this girl who's kind of runner who runs around up here sometimes, she and I kind of used to date a little bit or just spend some time together. She came over to us and was like, what are y'all doing after this? And so, and so next thing you know, like, they went off and picked up some weed or something and they met me back at my place, right? So
together?
Together.
And they had not met?
They'd never met before.
Okay.
And like, the date was, she's kind of like quiet and she's like super cool. And the other girl's like kind of randy and a bit outrageous. Like she has like tattoos of like devils and stuff on her and stuff like that. And like maybe like pentagrams on her
like
back
I said,
and stuff.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, there you go.
She probably has a six pack of Filipinos. Let's just say that. So anyhow, we get back to my place and everybody's getting kind of fucked up. And then everybody's kind of pretty much naked, right? And so everybody's kind of making out.
It just went from 0 to 100. Oh, there was no between stops.
There wasn't. Well, it was getting late, and I actually had to catch a flight at like I had a flight at 5:30 a.m. So we're on
crunch.
A little bit of a time crunch, and then the girl who's on my date is like kind of lets me know that she's feeling like a little bit uncomfortable, you know?
Well, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, geez. So I don't really know, like, and I don't want to just tell the other girl like, hey, she's feeling super uncomfortable.
Was this Lord forbid you tell your girlfriend that she, I mean, the thought that the girlfriend's uncomfortable.
So next thing you know, I kind of have to like tell.
Better hurry up.
All right. I have to be like, hey, so I'm feeling kind of tired. And the girl's like, what? What do you mean you're feeling tired? She's like, you have two naked girls here. And I'm like, I know, but I just, it's getting late, you know, because I didn't want to tell her like this girl's uncomfortable. Because
she's uncomfortable and she's already naked though?
Yeah.
She needs to make a commitment, stick to it.
I agree, but it wasn't really the point to really bring that up. It was just, it got awkward. And so then both of them just left and that was it, man.
Wow.
That was kind of how it ended.
Wow.
That's weird that she
so
got
the
naked.
Threesome that wasn't.
Yeah, man, it was a nunsome.
And everything was good, like
threesome to a nunsome.
So I'm thinking, okay, what I'm thinking is, and this is a little gross.
Yeah.
But maybe your girlfriend or the girl, maybe she, there was like, was there like an odor or something?
No, everybody, everything was chill.
You know what I mean? Like she's,
everybody seemed confident.
Abort, you know what
everybody
mean?
Seemed like, confident and like in a
odor?
Positive idea.
Is there odors?
Well, sometimes, yeah, there's odors, dude. Everybody has odors, bro.
From, women?
Too much sugar?
Oh, like body odor.
Yeah.
Odor.
Coochie might be bad.
Yeah.
Ooh,
coochie might have expired.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
So anyway, that's what happened, man. Sometimes
all
you
right.
think it's
what a story.
So is there a moral there, Ari? What's the moral?
The moral is you got to make it happen. You got to, sometimes you got to step it up, and Theo didn't make it happen that night.
Mm. Sounds a little rapey. There he is, Ari.
He's just a good color. Guy looking for love.
Right, you know, right. Here. You got to make it happen next time. My little
wow, all right.
Ruffling. Little Visine, the old
mind. I'm not going to say what you got to do.
You gotta, there you go.
But if you see Ari, don't down the street. Don't come up and say hi. Jeez.
And he did give me a water that the lid was already unsealed.
And we're in a dark basement.
In a basement, like, yeah.
All right, my turn.
Okay.
My story is kind of the complete opposite. So this one I'm telling because I met Theo at my birthday party. I go very big on birthday parties. I guilted Claudia into coming to one of my birthday parties, and I guilt the fuck out of people to come to my birthday parties, and they come, and that's I appreciate
you're
it.
You're Jewish, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the guilt. The guilt thing.
That's what I do.
And I love
we're JPs.
You can't say no because it's like they've been through so much. You know what I mean? So yeah. It's like, okay, all right, you bring that thing up again.
I appreciate it.
I just love all how right. He guilts everybody and then is so thankful that they come.
It's like, so great.
Duh, I want to work in Hollywood again.
No joke. Like, thanks, bud. I once, this is a separate story, but I had kidney stones and I was getting them removed.
Oh, God.
And I had a like May die party and I guilted people into coming in case I would die.
Oh,
anyway, so this was my birthday 2 years ago. I don't think you were here. Mm-hmm. And I had Lance Bass was there. Mm-hmm. And Bruce Vilanch. So this is a gay birthday party to begin with, right?
Yeah. Sounds a little heavy.
This is a... stop.
Sorry.
It.
That was a bit much.
But it got gayer.
A cough. It sounds like someone could get a cough.
There you go. It got gayer. And House this is how Virginia. It got gayer. I was wasted. And I don't get really drunk at my birthday parties because I like to enjoy it and I like the memory and whatever. I was wasted at this one time. And then all of a sudden, all I hear is, Richard Simmons is here. And I said, what? They said, Richard Simmons is here. I was like, Richard Simmons is here? And they were like, yeah. So what happened is I went to his class because he teaches a class. Or this was like
what
a while
he
ago.
He's,
yeah, what does he teach?
Oh, he teaches like jazzercise, like exercise
oh, yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
Right.
Yeah. And I said to him, if you want to come to my birthday party, it's at this place. And this dude showed up in a chauffeur-driven car, comes in.
He's the gay Bill Murray.
Exactly. Yes. He is. He crashes the gay birthdays. He comes up. And it's right at the time when they're going to sing Happy Birthday. And of course, it's Richard Simmons. So he's not going to let anybody else like upstage him. So everybody's saying Happy Birthday. But he fucking belted it out.
Was he wearing the dolphin shorts?
No, he was all really like nicely dressed up and everything. A lot of makeup. And so I looked around because I remember being drunk. And I'm like, there's Lance Bass. There's Bruce Vilanch. And there's Richard Simmons. Mm. I really... I'm gay. Like, there's no question in my mind anymore. Like, that's honestly in my head. In my drunken head, I was like, I gotta tell mom. Like, this is a legit situation.
It doesn't get much gayer than that.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. So he sang Happy Birthday. He came up and he gave me a big hug.
Ooh.
And he left.
Wow.
It was like a sighting of, like, the Abominable Snowman.
Did
like,
you get pictures?
I felt weird, but some people did. So there is photographic evidence of this.
You felt weird asking Richard Simmons who crashed your birthday party for a picture?
That's true. I was just so grateful that he was.
I could see that. No, I would feel strange.
I'd have to.
Really?
Other people, I got one of you and me and you and Cindy Margolis at my birthday party from back in the day.
That's so random.
That was so
Cindy
random.
Cindy Margolis from Brady Bunch?
No.
I don't know anything
she
about
like
pop culture.
Early girls on Price is Right.
You're thinking of Cindy. The Brady Bunch daughter. Just
well,
Cindy.
Your time's up, dude.
All right. Well, anyway, so that was a gay birthday party.
Every one of his stories pretty much ends with him being gay, too. I'm going to go ahead and say that.
Okay. It's a big part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, but dude, you got to get past that. You know what I'm saying, dude?
Get past it. Or it involves my mom, right?
Yeah,
both
definitely.
Stories, one or the others. All right, so that is the end of our stories. You have to pick a winner of the story.
Better.
Well, let's go to Ari Needs a Moral, though.
I think he said the moral. He is definitely gay.
Yeah.
But also, how are you going to ever top that birthday party?
That's true.
Top.
That's going to be
I don't know. This is what it's all gone downhill for
like, who's gayer than that?
Yeah,
what's gayer guess?
That's your threesome. That's a threesome right there. That three.
No, that would be a foursome.
Shoot.
Oh no, I wouldn't be. Who's gay? I guess I'd have to get like.
That'd be like the human centipede.
Carson Kressley.
Yeah, you need Carson Kressley. You need that kid. Or who's the gay guy who did their clothing one? He looks like a ghost, and he always looks like Wade Austin something.
What?
That gay guy, he always looks like a ghost. He's on all the Bravo shows. He has like white powder on his face.
I don't know. Austin. Oh, I know who you're talking about. I don't know.
Sweet guy. But
yeah. Like, model yeah. guy, right? No?
He's not a model. He just seemed about. Like a ghost.
Anyway, so Claudia, based on whatever you want, you can pick a winner.
Okay. I like both stories.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you did not close a deal. And you're a guy, a straight guy in LA.
Yeah.
With all these thirsty whores running around.
Yeah.
Like, there's no reason you shouldn't be able to close that deal. Like that's weird. I'm going to have to go with your story because you got Richard Simmons, who, until we heard about the sex change recently, many people thought he wasn't even alive.
Yeah.
Right. That's true.
I'm going to have to go with that because of that. And I expect more from you next time.
Damn. Okay. Okay.
Like, most guys
so
have
do
roofies.
Better next time. Huh?
Most guys, like, would have roofies.
Well, I don't. I
kinda like a
rite
of passage in
LA. She called me creepy and then told you to rape the girls.
Well, he had them naked already, so like they're like, the I mean, tip is basically in.
Bro, yeah, they were making Lord. Out. Like, I was like, right. I mean, I was, it was, trust me, I thought it was a done deal, man.
Wow.
But I couldn't, yeah, like, I just couldn't, I needed my inner Don King to come out and really just, to, you know, but set it up.
But that's nice of you.
Yeah, that's
a good guy.
You're such a good guy.
That's good of you.
All right, I will take that win, and we shall move on to round two, which is our interview segment where Theo and I will take
turns.
You won't
take that win, you'll take that point.
I'll take that point.
Okay, thank you.
And then Theo and I will take turns asking you questions, Clay. Okay. So now you are in the hot seat this time around.
Okay. So I'm going to start off. I got a question right here. So you obviously have done like tons of different things in your life. Like, you're definitely a chameleon, right? Mm-hmm. And you were almost an Olympian, right? Is that true?
I went to the Junior Olympics.
You went to the Junior Olympics three times. If you'd have been if you'd have made an Olympic team, did you try to make an Olympic team?
No.
You didn't?
I started modeling before that, so I kind of had to pick one.
You did? Do you feel like, do you ever wish you'd have tried for the Olympics?
I was just talking about this the other day. I've been posting a lot of throwback clips of when I ran track, and yeah. I regret it. I do, because it's like, I think I would have had a more fulfilling life.
Right.
You know, I feel like this Hollywood stuff is like, it's good for your ego.
Right.
As far as like doing something, like at the end of the day, what are you doing?
Agreed.
Someone finds you attractive or funny that day or whatever, or good enough.
Right.
But like, to really be an athlete and to kind of stick with it and go that far, like, that takes something totally different and, I don't know, deep and real. And I miss it. And I have a friend that's going to the Olympics this year, and she's like, you know, amazing. I'm like, damn, I wish I could have like stuck
you
with
gonna
it.
You going to Tanya Harding her?
No, I actually like her. Sonya Richards Ross, she runs the 400 meters.
Oh, wow. Well, we'll have to cheer her on. Yeah. So do you feel like, is it a regret, or is it just you feel like your life would have been, but you say you feel like your life would have been more fulfilled if you had chosen that.
I wish I would have tried that first before I got into this, like,
because this will be here.
Kind of tank of.
Yeah, because this is here.
Yeah, yeah. And I wish I would have, like, stuck with it longer. Because when I was, like, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th grade, I was on pace with Jackie Joanna Kersee as far as, like, long jumpers are. Mm-hmm. I was 2 inches ahead of her. Like, I was, you know, like, kind of always keeping up with the stats. Wow. I placed third on the East Coast in long jump. I was really good.
Mm.
When I was, like, 15, I was jumping, like, over 18 feet.
Damn.
In the long jump. That's really good, you know, and
you just got bounce out here,
you know,
huh?
Yeah.
When's the last time you long jumped?
Oh my God. Let me tell y'all a funny story real quick. So I went to Arizona, me and my girls, I had a house out there, and we saw a cotton field. Okay. So I'm half white, half black. I was so conflicted. Go in there. Don't go in there. Go right. in there. Don't go
in there. Go in there. Hire somebody to go in there.
right. And don't pay them. So I was like, I have to go pick some cotton. Like, I have to. And I'm like, oh, my friend's like, Claudia, stop. I had tight skinny jeans on and some like boots with like a little heel. So when I get on the field, there's a little like, I don't know, drainage thingy yeah. going on, right? That separates me from the cotton. So I'm like, shit, I jumped 18 feet in high school, forgetting I'm like 39.
Right.
So I take a, you know, like, get a little head start and I take a jump and I clipped my shin, right? I was like maybe 6 inches shy of it. And I fucked, can I swear?
Yeah.
I fucked my shins up. My glasses went that way. And then guess what? Huh? There's another one to the cotton field. So I either have to jump back to go to the road or jump again. I never got to the cotton.
It's never easy in the cotton field. No, it's just never is.
I was full of struggle, you guys.
Damn.
A black person has no business by a goddamn cotton field. Like, I should have known this already. So
yeah.
I never got to the cotton.
Wow.
What was the reason? Oh, so that's the last time I tried a long jump.
Wow.
And I had a knot on my shin for like 2 weeks. And I had to explain that to everyone. Like, well, I tried to pick cotton. Like, what?
Wow.
My family was ashamed of me.
All right, my question. Okay. So, obviously, one of the big the things going on today is involving someone that you've technically kind of worked for.
Yeah.
I guess. And even have been rumored to have dated or other stuff that I've seen online.
Anyone I take a picture with, I've dated.
What? So, and we're talking about Mr. Donald Trump.
Yeah, DT.
And it's crazy that they think I've dated him. Like, I would think I'd have more.
you like, would have gotten
be
off.
Making payments on my car.
Yeah,
I would think like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
you would have gotten something out of that.
I put better use in my vagina if I was gonna, if I was that type of chick.
Right.
You know, like, I don't
but
know.
Looking back, you don't wish that you, I mean, you don't. No. Really?
No, I've never been that chick. Like, I've been a hard worker my whole life.
Yeah.
I had a paper route when I was like 14,
yeah.
15. I'm a little bike, my BMX bike, whatever you want to call that shit. Had to put the little paper route in the bags and 75 papers and deliver. Like, I was a hard worker ever since I was little.
Yeah.
So I've never taken any shortcuts. I've had plenty of those opportunities, like owners of basketball teams and old school actors with hair plugs and all that kind of stuff, rich yeah. guys, and I've always turned it down.
Huh. Old school actors with hair plus.
Steven Seagal.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was just talking about him earlier today, actually.
Yeah, he's a little rapey.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, he'd so fit didn't right happen. In here.
No, no.
So nothing with the Donald. Nothing with the Donald.
No.
Nothing with the Donald. But you know him better than anybody else in this room.
Yeah, I do. We used to talk on the phone all the time.
Really?
Yeah. Like, he would call me, talk to me, and he met me on the set of Deal or No Deal, and he was looking to put a model on Celebrity Apprentice the first year. So... at the time, I was really into real estate and I was buying property, like, you know, investment properties. So I was always talking about that on set with the rest of the models. So when he was talking to the girls about putting a model on the show, none of them were interested in that. And they were like, you need to talk to Claudia. So he comes up to me and he says, I hear you're the girl I need to talk to. I'm like, you're damn right, I am. So we just, he liked my spunk, whatever. His security got my info and he called me and he was like, you know, I like your attitude and I think you'd be great for the show. And NBC wasn't going for it. They're like, it needs to be a bigger name. I'm like, really? Because your first season, it was chicks I'd never heard of that 100%. Did like one page in Playboy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, so anyways, he fought for me. Then the next year, he put me on.
Did you ever think he was hitting on you?
I mean, maybe a little flirty here and there, but nothing really overt like that. Like, and if he was, like, I'm really good at putting you right in that comfort, that friend zone.
Right.
We became really, like, legit friends.
So your friend could become the president of the United States.
Yeah, he, I mean...
And now I'm curious to hear where you stand on that since you are friends with him, but I'm guessing that some of your views do not coincide with his.
Well, no, a lot of my views, I'm a Democrat, and, a lot of things he said, I just feel like he's more cut out for entertainment. Like, I think people are just, like, his followers are in love with his charisma. And, like, he's funny. Like,
right.
The inappropriate stuff. I love
it. I think it's hilarious. It's great.
It is. Like, he's extremely entertaining if you don't take it seriously as a presidential candidate.
Well, right. But he is. But he's a presidential candidate. You have to take it seriously.
You do. But, like, he, you know, it's, when I watch it, I'm like, damn, like, I, as a businessman and a man in television, he's amazing at that. Like, he knows good television.
Yeah.
But, like, there's a difference between that and dealing with some of these crazy leaders of these other countries and being diplomatic and, you know, handling these people with kid gloves. So
you're not voting for him?
I'm a Democrat, so no. I'm not, you know, and I know, like, he's big on loyalty, and this isn't me dogging him, but I just feel like, you know, there's certain things that we're good at.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be a good brain surgeon. I'm going to let you know right now.
Yeah.
I can't really see that good, and I don't have the most steadiest of hands. You know, what's the scary thing to me is I think some of the things that's being said, like at the rallies and the crowds, like they're supporting something that the person that I know wasn't like that in real
right.
life. You know what I mean? Like the person I knew was, he's not a racist.
Yeah.
He did a lot for me and like a bunch of people that I know.
Yeah,
he worked,
it seems...
had a lot of great relationships.
Right.
So I feel like it's kind of like by any means necessary during this campaigning and that's not really a representation of what I knew.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like,
have you talked to him since he ran?
No, I'm like afraid to. You know what? I see some people around him that are being like big time opportunists that
definitely
are switching their tune, you know, like they were lifelong Democrats campaigning for past presidents like Omarosa, you know what I mean? And now they're just like front and center. I get a loyalty to someone that did a lot for you career wise, but then like the person still has to like fall, you know, have similar things that you value, like kind of be in tune.
Yeah.
Like that's to me is just like, all right, you know, like if I, you know, some things, and I don't think he's really Republican either. He's not.
Oh, I don't think so either. I think it's, I mean, a lot of his media hype and it's, you know, them blowing things out and him maybe being obsessed with some of the limelight and everything. There's a lot going on. I think it's a great point that you say he's better as an entertainer.
And I think it sucks that he no longer is with Celebrity Apprentice and the Miss Universe pageant because like he was good at that.
Yeah.
He's good at television.
Yeah.
You know, but politics is a whole different animal.
Yeah.
It is. And like you can get away with saying off-color things being an entertainer, but when you're a politician and, like, wars and people's lives and futures and reproductive rights are at stake, then that's something totally different. I mean, the comment about, you know,
it's really
serious. Women should be jailed if they have an abortion, like
punished.
Do you know how many illegitimate bastards be out in these streets? Like, it's going to cause a whole nother problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't have enough money right now. A lot of people complain about welfare and people, like, relying on the system. But then you want to have all these people, like, just forcing people to have these babies that they were probably irresponsible in making. So they're probably irresponsible in raising. And then it just adds to crime and everything else. Like, yo.
Well, do you think Omarosa would be a good VP?
Of what?
Vice president, if he picked her.
Of what? Of a country?
Of a Baskin Robbins.
No. If
she needs to just go away. She's an awful human being.
Yeah.
Why is Trump, like, allegiant to her?
I think she, you know what? She's very, she's speaking on his behalf. And she's a very articulate woman. She really is. She's smart. But, you know, wasn't Ted Bundy smart? Like, there's a lot of people, like, that are crazy that are very intelligent.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make them a good person. And I just... I used to be friends with her, and she's evil.
Okay.
Yeah, she's dark.
So you'll move to Canada if she becomes the vice president?
No, but I might send her some anthrax.
There we go.
There we go.
Let me stop. Y'all got me admitting to crimes on the hair and everything.
Oh, look, we've all done some crimes. I might have even. I have a friend who actually killed somebody, and you know what he told me, dude?
What?
He said it's relaxing.
Where is this friend?
Huh?
Yeah, who is this friend?
I'm not saying anymore, but isn't that...
I told you not to tell anyone.
He said it's the most relaxing thing that he ever did.
That's what a sociopath would say.
How did he kill? Was it by hand or
guns? I'm not getting it all. We'll discuss that another time.
Wow.
That's a story.
I had someone confess a murder to me once, too.
There you go.
I taped it.
That's what... Did you really?
Yeah, just in case.
That's awesome.
Did you really?
Yeah.
All right, now I know not to confess to you.
You shouldn't.
Okay, now you know what
matters. Please, you work for TMZ. I'm sure you've got plenty of...
All right, so Theo, your turn.
So you did a season of Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I did.
Did you feel like you were above the show, or did you feel like you were above the show?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
At the time, I really wasn't doing much. That's why I was like, yeah, and it kind of brought me kind of back to life, I guess you'd say. And Bravo's a great network. I just wasn't hip to the reality world. Like,
right.
I'm very transparent. So if, okay, we're going to do a scene, I'm really going into the scene being honest and being, you know, genuine.
Right.
And I'm with someone who's a seasoned reality personality who knows how to steal a scene or curve you or just do little things that you're like, what the fuck is... You know, like, I'm being for real, and you're, like, totally manipulating me. I'll give you an example. There's a scene with one of the cast members who was going through a divorce, and they said, Claudia, we need you to be sympathetic to her. All right, cool, whatever. I'll be nice to her. So I'm talking about relationships. I'm trying to get her to open up about hers. They wanted to see a soft side of her, right? So we're talking, and I'm, like, talking about my relationship failures. I'm getting teary-eyed, and I'm, like, you know, asking her to open up. She kind of shuts it down, like, I'm not telling you my business. But then she opens up about failure in academics, right? You know, I was taking this class and I didn't pass. I didn't make it work. And that's the first time I felt like a failure. Tears drop. When they edit that shit, it's me talking about my relationship, her seeming to talk about hers and saying, it didn't work. And that's the first time I felt like a failure. Bam. Everyone's like, oh my God, I feel so bad for her. She's such a wonderful person and she's going through it. And it was such bullshit. She never shed a tear about her relationship, but she did about school and work.
Wow.
And that's like little things like that. Like, you could be telling me a really sad story,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh my God, that's terrible. And then you come in there, you know, 20 minutes later and say something. I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Right.
And they edit it where you're confessing something to me. And get the fuck out of here. So now the world thinks I'm the biggest bitch ever in life, and it didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
So that's the frustrating part about reality television.
So you weren't ready. You weren't in tune with that.
I wasn't. So I'm like, I didn't think about those things.
Hmm. Yeah.
So you kind of get kind of made into however they want to make you. But yeah. I had a good run, and I did the 1 year. They asked me to come back as a friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
as a friend of the show,
yeah, and I'm like, okay, that's how I got brought on as a friend, and then I got upgraded to a housewife because of my epic scene with Nene, right? And like just having whatever personality they said, and then to come back to ask to be brought back, I mean, to be brought back as a downgrade, like, why would I want to do that,
yeah. Right?
And it was hard because it was tough to walk away from Bravo.
I don't get it. You weren't a housewife,
I wasn't.
Like, you weren't married. But did you live in Atlanta at the
I
time?
I was, and I had a job on the radio there,
okay?
So I, you know, but a lot of the most of these shows, you know, yeah, Brandi Glanville's not married, Kenya Moore is not married. Married, Portia's not married, Phaedra's not married, a lot of them aren't married anymore.
It pretty much is in the title. This is not real. You know, like, these are not real. Yeah. Let's talk about Nene.
Okay.
Oh, do you have a relationship with her now at all?
I ran into her at, you know, when we had our reunion, we squashed a lot of that nonsense, and she cried, whatever. I said some really confident things to her, and then she sent me an email afterwards, like, I really appreciate how you were being towards me on the show. Because, again, I'm very transparent. Like, I'm not going to say some shit if I don't really believe it. Yeah. So, you know. And then after that, I ran into our crustaceans out here. We took a picture together. We both posted it. Everybody's like, oh, my God, they squashed it or whatever.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, the thing to me is I didn't care about any of those girls before I got there. I wasn't invested.
Right.
So if you're going to come at me, I'm going to come back at you with some smart-ass comments. But it's not like, I'm not heartbroken by any of these girls. Yeah. I'm not. So I'm not like... So it was easy for me to get over it. I'm like, okay, you said your shit. I said mine. I got mine off. You
right.
know what I mean? So I wasn't like, oh my God, I can't believe she said that about me. She called me a whore. Like, what cute girl hasn't been called a whore?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's just an easy, when you don't have anything on someone, you call them broke or whore. Or, you know, those are two things you call a woman, and a guy you call gay or broke. That's yeah. basically what they do. They that's a go-to diss when you don't have anything solid on someone.
Have you seen her stand-up? She's doing stand-up now.
Who is Nene?
Nene, yeah.
I saw some of it.
And your thoughts?
I would like less cussing. I saw it and it was like a lot of like, motherfucker this, bitch that. And yeah. I feel like she's more clever than that on the show. So maybe work with like a really like a good comedian and yeah. to, you know, because there needs to be some kind of storytelling or something, not just like
right you just know what going I mean? Off like, at the mouth.
But then again, if you have fans and they love you, they just want to see you, they're gonna
and
laugh
that's it.
You know, I get it, she's getting a check, it's a hustle, so she's gonna, you know, but that's just if you really want to be a comedian, I think you have to like be good at
work
storytelling.
On it. You're talking to the man to, here.
Oh yeah, you guys
yeah.
know. You,
who knows
wouldn't
too.
You be mad if some reality star just came along and just like got on stage and said, fuck shit, cunt, bitch, and everybody's like, oh my God, I love it.
It happens in here some. There's some comedians that pass through, huh? That are
yeah.
like that.
Road rules, dude.
Yeah. off, I was a road rules guy.
A real
oh,
comedian.
Really?
Yeah.
On Viceland.
Huh?
Is that on Viceland?
No, it was like a reality show that they had. This was in like
MTV,
99,
baby. I was just kidding. He's definitely a comedian.
He's put a lot of work into it. Okay.
But I've been doing it like 13 years, but they have a lot of comedians.
I saw
like,
Reza come in here from Shaw's of Sunset.
Yeah, he's the
and
worst.
He never did it, and he did it like stand-up, and it was exactly that. A lot of cursing, that's the yeah. go-to, and it was awful. It was yeah. an insult. I was insulted, and I'm not a stand-up.
Yeah, he's
so
gross.
I totally get what you're saying.
But it's like nowadays, like...
Anybody can do
you
it.
You can't even say shit. Like, you can't really say... Like, you say your real opinion, then it's like that little clip goes on this show, and it goes on the blog. And it's like you're being a hater, and it's not about that. It's like this. I think now is a different time in entertainment where I think this last 10 years people been kind of skating by off of popularity.
Yeah.
Where I'm sure everybody here has come from a time like I started like 20 years ago where I had to take the Greyhound bus from Providence, Rhode Island to New York and go to modeling agencies and knock on doors and have my portfolio and get turned down and put in the work.
Yeah.
And go, okay, what do I have to do better? To, you know, to get better. And now, like, with social media and reality TV, it's like people are forgoing that whole process. So
yeah.
they're getting overnight success, and they're not really, like, respecting the craft, I think. And that goes with everything, with yeah. modeling. Like, you got girls that are 5'4", 140 pounds that just know how to Photoshop that are calling themselves models.
Yeah.
When I was modeling, you had to be 5'9", 5'8", great skin, great bone structure, and, like, work, put a portfolio together. It's not about showing ass in a picture on Instagram.
Yeah.
And comedy, too. Like, you got people that are just, because they're famous, they go on stage and they just talk shit and no act. And it's like, oh, my God, they're amazing. No, they're famous. They're yeah. popular.
Yeah.
And it's like, if you go against that, you're a hater, and it's not that. It's I respect the people that are in basements doing podcasts, putting in the work on rainy days, getting dissed, and pulling themselves back up and going back out again. That takes, I don't know, I think that's why those, like, the old school folks have like a kind of different like integrity.
Mentality,
and
yeah.
respect for like wow. the money that you make. Like, I hold on to my shit because I'm like, I know how hard it was to like accumulate this much money because yeah. I did it the hard way. Yeah. I didn't go fuck Jerry Buss and get a tennis bracelet and have some condos paid for in Westwood.
Yeah.
Which that was happening.
It happens.
Wow.
Yeah. Damn, I should have said yes. I'm kidding.
Let me stop. It's not too late. Wait, is he alive?
He died.
Oh. It's not too late. He's dead?
Mm-hmm. Too late.
Yeah. You could probably fuck a hologram.
But you know, I see that a lot and it frustrates people like me.
Yeah.
Because I really put in work.
So I'm going to ask this then. So as far as dating goes, it seems like you were married one time.
Yeah, for a few months.
Right. And it seems like you've... I mean, allegedly dated a lot of men here in Hollywood. I mean, who hasn't?
It's not true.
But a lot of brothers, it seems like.
Yeah.
Do you mostly go brothers? Do you ever go a little, do you skew white? Do you skew Asian?
I skewed white in college once.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Okay,
like
and what occurred?
Experimented in college?
What occurred?
Experimented, I love it.
It was like Pretty Woman. Like he was, I didn't know he was a stockbroker. I met him in the airport. He was like Italian and Greek, and he was cool. And
that's hard.
he, I remember, like, he sent me to Bergdorf Goodman in a limo with his credit card. Like, go buy yourself some clothes. And I was so, I'm so conservative. Like, I didn't want to spend a lot of money. I think I spent, like, $300. And I was like, okay.
Right.
Like, I don't take advantage of that kind of stuff, right? He's like, go back. I'm like, but they were mean to me. It was like pretty woman. So wow. I went back and I got a whole bunch of stuff the next day. I felt like his friends, like his white friends thought that I was with him for his money. And I didn't even know he had it like that.
Right.
And it was kind of like, do you know what kind of family she comes from? Like, is she with you for your money? And it just felt uncomfortable. Like, I felt like, it felt very slave mastery.
Really?
Ooh.
His friends made me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah. Oh, white people's friends will make you fucking feel uncomfortable.
Like the money thing. Like, why? Like, I actually liked him. He was cool.
Right.
You know, at that time. I mean, I wasn't trying to marry him, but like, it was cool. But I felt uncomfortable though.
Yeah.
Even though I come from, my mom's white, my dad's black.
Right.
But I've always, you know, been viewed and treated as a black woman. That's how I see myself. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, like people are still very prejudiced about all that. I remember growing up, people call my mom and lover and all that, and like us getting in fist fights at our house.
Yeah.
People come and like throw rocks at our dog and crush our jack-o'-lantern. Jeez. And stuff like that. Like, cause we're like the only black family. I'm like,
what part of the country was this?
This is in Rhode Island and in Massachusetts.
Yeah, you know, I could see that.
My mom's an immigrant from Italy. She left her entire family to be my dad. She's such a good mom, worked in factories, like busted her ass. You know what I mean? And it's like, you're just gonna just diss her based on who she fell in love with.
Yeah.
And then like we were, you know, it was tough though growing up. You have it from both sides. I just saw ignorance from just people that I don't understand what the problem is. Like,
yeah.
Why do you give a shit like what someone's? I love being around like all different types of folks.
Yeah.
But you prefer being around brother men though usually.
I think it's dating wise, it's easier because I don't have that judgmental thing from the families. You know what I mean? Like, oh, and a lot of like, oh, I was born in 73, so it's like, you know, the people I date, their moms. When were they born? Like in the 40s and 50s.
Right.
So, you know, we was just,
yeah,
you know, allowed to vote. You know what I mean? I was still tripping.
Y'all was getting out and about.
Y'all still sticking us with dogs and stuff.
Oh, dude, whoa, y'all. Look at Matt.
Don't look at me.
Matt definitely looks more like a landowner.
So, I don't know. I mean, when you get older, you're like, you're more open to things. But like, it was tough. All the people made it tough growing up.
Yeah.
Because in my house, my mother was like, you know, she's like, you know, you're Italian too.
Yeah.
You know, but like I would have, you know, it's like the kids, like how they treat you growing up.
Did that give you like a chip on your shoulder too?
No. It just, you know, that's just how it worked out.
Well,
and all these, I do want to address this list of men I was supposed to date.
Oh, I have them right here. Let's go through them one by one.
Such First of all, a bitter ex, the guy that I married, put that list out. Okay. Mm. And any guy I ever told him a story about that I met, worked with, took a picture with, was on TMZ with, he put that on that list. There's even a man that doesn't even exist on that list. And y'all, no one even like checks him. This person doesn't exist in the NFL.
Well, we're going to, so of them all.
There's a few.
Okay. So Jamie Foxx.
No. Good friend of mine.
Good friend. Never.
No.
Honest to God.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you like Katie Holmes for him?
He is very happy with her, so.
Okay.
They're
dating?
Yeah, isn't it crazy?
I like that he seems very happy.
It's a bizarre, well, I don't know. You know him better than I do. Okay, Shamar.
We went on a date.
Yeah,
back in Shamar. We went to Mr.
Who's Shamar? Shamar motherfucking Moore.
Okay. We went to eat and got Chinese food. Like,
he's sexy.
He's fine.
Yeah,
he was on.
He was at Criminal Minds.
Oh yeah,
he's got a great body.
He was my celebrity crush before I came out here. So we went out and it was just like, he's cool. And it never went anywhere. We went out. My cat kittens. I showed him the kittens. Not my kitten. Those kittens. And
you
then
showed
that was
her.
It. We went out the one time that was it, just to dinner.
You showed him your kittens.
I
see. Okay, Diddy?
Absolutely not.
Not, okay.
That is, I met him at the BET Awards. I was presenting, we're at rehearsal, we exchanged information. No, I gave him mine. He was going to tell me what party he was going to go to, because I'm like, Diddy knows all the hot shit.
Yeah.
He never hit me back that night. And then we took pictures backstage at the BET Awards. Me, him, my best friend, like a bunch of people. I put the pictures on my MySpace. Someone took them and sent them to Media Takeout, which is the first time I heard of that blog.
Dang.
And the next day we're dating.
Didn't happen.
And I'm like, I did have my hand on his face. Like, we took a picture like this.
Yeah.
Because I was being goofy. I'm like, how am I dating from that one picture?
That's crazy.
Down. Like, I swear, anybody I take, they even said I was with his son, too.
I know, I saw that.
Tyrese.
Absolutely not. Never.
Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, little Kevin Hart. You didn't let him climb up you?
No.
Come
Kevin
on.
Kevin Hart is my friend. Like, I've been friends with him for years. He never even tried.
He didn't?
No. Damn. Like that one, I'm like, where?
I'd probably give Kevin Hart a hand job for some work.
Would you really?
For some work, yeah, probably.
Seem like you're down for whatever.
In those little hands.
No, not for whatever, but I would give a hand job to him and maybe Shamar Moore.
Oh my God.
I mean, Shamar Moore, even if you put on a wig, would be a beautiful woman.
Yeah, there we go.
Kevin never even, like, it's amazing. Like, I wish there was some, like, get a picture of me leaving a hotel room with someone, yeah, holding hands, kissing someone. It can't just be me at a fucking event with 500 other people, and that's where they get the shit from. Okay, keep going.
Suge Knight?
Yeah. Well, you're alive, so that probably not.
No.
Snoop?
No. He's on there?
Snoop was on there. Boris Kodjo?
No, but I would have before he got married.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely.
That's definitely my type, but no.
And do you like sports?
Yes.
You do like sports?
Athletes, athletic guys, my type, definitely.
Why?
Because I like gladiators and strong. They can beat up punk ass bitches who try me.
You know? Oh, there you go, Theo.
And like,
sorry.
Girls like a guy that's like the gym later, so I'm good. You know, it's like alpha male, strong, nice body, usually healthy. You know, you just don't take too many drugs. You know?
Okay, so then give us someone who's not on this list.
Now let me get back to that
one. Okay, I like that one though.
What about Shaq?
No, no, no.
Okay,
not my type.
No,
mm-mm. Too big.
Yeah.
Too big.
Yeah,
I'm right. I'm like a, I like to like play fight and wrestle. Like,
yeah,
I would lose.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll keep that in the.
The list is crazy though. Like, what bothers me the most is the guys in there that are married that I'm friends with, like, yeah, Boris and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, I'm cool with your wife. And like when that list came out, and then it was out in 2010 when me and, yeah, my guy broke up, and then it got brought back to life when I got on Housewives. They started digging up all your, right, old dirt, and of then course. It got reintroduced, and all these people like, oh, you're a hoe, and you've been with all these people. I'm like, is all it takes is just for some random list to come out, and, yeah, it's true. Like,
well, this list will give go away when you tell us the one, someone that's real. I said everybody that was on my that I wrote down.
There's like 28 names on that list.
Just give us one who's real.
Yeah, you missed the list.
I wrote the ones that I knew who they were. There's a lot of sports people that I don't.
Yeah, there was athletes. Athletes, like, you know, a couple of them are real.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was a guy, a football player named Dwight on there that I really
liked. Dwight Freeney?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, he played for Indianapolis?
Yeah, I cared about him. We dated for a year, so that was real. I was faithful the whole time.
Like, I want to hear that you went on a date with Denzel or something.
No.
Or someone. Not. Oprah, for God's sake.
Not Oprah. No.
Jaden Smith.
It hasn't been as exciting as y'all think.
There's like, got to be one. A rock star.
No.
No,
John, talk to me. Let me see.
Charlie Sheen. Did you ever go out with Charlie Sheen?
I never met him, thank
God. Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne.
No,
you're missing out.
This is a fun game.
I like attract. Listen.
How can you be a girl and not try to bang Lil Wayne, dude?
Because I don't want to get pregnant by Lil Wayne.
Right?
He makes babies with all his girlfriends.
You can have a little Wayne.
Great rapper. You know, I had, like, the first 10 years I was here, I was in relationships. Like, yeah, long-term, like, 3 or 4 years. Yeah. So I was, like, booed up. So I was, like, out of it. I met a lot of those people when I was, like, you know, in a serious relationship.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and then, like, when all these lists come out, I'm like, I wish I had as much fun as y'all Stamp did. Like, some people are like, oh, he would have been dope. But no, it's just not true.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, I had a bitter ex. Like, kind of, yep, like, I'm sure if you guys have had a girlfriend that was mad at you, they're going to put all your business out there. And
not me.
I've never had a girlfriend.
A boyfriend, no, maybe. He puked in a woman's lap.
No, I've never had a boyfriend.
When someone's,
okay,
mad at you and you're more popular or more famous or known than them and have, you know, or care, but they know you care about your image, the best way to hurt you is just put some rumors out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lamar Odom, that's not true either.
Oh, yeah. That was a good one.
Absolutely not.
Not true.
I went to lunch with him and, like, three other people and I paid for my, I even came to TMZ to clear it up.
Yeah, I remember.
And it's like, when all that stuff happened, it was like, he left Claudia for Khloe Kardashian. First of all, picture that. No. Second of all, that never happened. Like,
right.
I never even touched that guy. He gave me flowers at a club one time, and we never, like, hooked up.
Yeah.
So, you know, they just want to put me with anyone. Like, I don't know why I'm, like, the go-to girl. They want to make me a hoe so bad.
The rumor mill, huh?
And
they just going to hate
putting
it.
You
hate.
Into it.
I'm just like.
What'd you think of the Lamar stuff when this stuff went down?
At first, honestly, when they said he was a crackhead, I thought that was just like the Kardashian curse, that people were just like, they were just, you know, when they're done with a guy, it just kind of like dirt gets put on his name. Right. That's what I thought. And then to see that he really had an issue, I was like, damn.
You didn't see any signs of that one?
I met him like twice, yeah, you know. I saw him at a charity event. That's how he got his number. Because, like, we were raising money for a kid with cancer. Hmm. And then someone reached out to me. The family was like, we never got the money. So I reached out to Lamar, like, dude, let's fix this because our names are attached to that. And that's how we even were in contact.
Right.
But let the press tell it. We fucking around and he left me for Khloe.
But you don't like Khloe.
I have no beef with her.
No.
We did Celebrity Apprentice together, yeah, and I'm like, no, I don't
Neither here nor there.
Neither here nor there.
Yeah.
Was Gary Busey on it when you were on it?
Yes.
Really?
Oh my God.
Did he try?
Did you ever hook up with him?
No.
But tell me you would though.
With Gary Busey.
If you had to go white. You say you're stuck in
so
a blizzard.
All these people, attractive men in Hollywood, you think it'd be Gary Busey. That's the one you think I'd go with. Like, that's how little
that's
you think
of him.
No, it's not how, Gary Busey is an
make
idol.
Make you laugh, right?
You would how?
You would win round
He's
one.
He's Gary Busey.
If you were a girl, would you have sex with Gary Busey?
Absolutely.
100%. You thank you, Ari Manis.
And he teach me some things. He has a lot of wisdom. He has a lot of like Gary ancient Busey wisdom. Head?
Would you? Answer me, please. I need to know.
Look at those
I
lips.
Mean, it's hard to say because I've never given anyone head, but yeah, absolutely. So I bet he has a nice-looking cock.
Okay. That wasn't hard to say at all.
Jesus Christ.
He just went that extra
so
mile.
So when I went to Celebrity Apprentice, he was on the plane. We're on the same flight. So I knew he didn't know who I was, but I'm like, let me go introduce myself. And then he's like, wanted me to come sit with him. And I'm like, Do I have to?
Right. Do I have to?
And did you sit with him?
A little bit.
Just in the contract.
And was he cool? What was it like?
He was telling me all kinds of stories because you know we got in that accident. Like, yeah. He has like these visions. He's talking about Indians and smoking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, herbs and shit. And
he's the future.
To a different place, and I couldn't like. I was just like, what? Yeah. He's got a woman though. He's got a girlfriend.
Did you ever sit on Bob Barker's lap?
No, I would have probably broke his little lap. His little legs.
Did he ever go for it?
No, he never tried to hit on me.
Really?
No.
Did never. You see it with other people?
No. Hmm. But I got there when he was like older.
Yeah, that's true.
Honestly, I will say something. Let me clear Bob Barker's name real quick.
Okay.
Like, you probably wouldn't expect that, but I don't think Bob Barker was the perv that people made him out to be. I got to say this.
Yeah.
It's some of the people that worked for him. I had an issue with the producers.
Yeah.
So Bob never was inappropriate with us. Honestly, though, what I got from working there was he was having a consensual relationship with one of the models.
Yeah.
She was still doing her thing in Hollywood, and he found out about it, and things got a little weird, and he didn't like her doing Playboy.
Uh-huh.
So she ended up getting fired. And then there was a sexual harassment thing. But everybody that worked there told me, no, we all knew they were fucking, like they were hooking up in the dressing room. Like it was obvious. So then once you get that label put on you, just like once you get the whole thing put on you, it's kind of like hard to shake that. Mm. So then like the go-to thing was sexual harassment. There is sexual harassment. There was sexual harassment when I was there, but it was never from Bob Barker with me. Never. He didn't harass any of the girls I was working with. Never. Like he was very respectful.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes mean, but not... you know, he wasn't a perp. Now the producer, there was one that, you know, grab your ass and talk shit.
Wow.
There was definitely that going on,
right?
And it had gone unchecked.
Wow.
I came around, I put the slap down, I sued them.
Did you ever meet Bill Cosby in your years in the business?
No,
I'm just curious. I mean, on the East Coast.
No, I never met him.
Huh. Feel like he would like you.
Yeah, one of my this girl that I went to high school with, Rachel, was that worked at Price is Right.
Rachel.
I'm trying to think of like Reynolds. No.
Yeah, I like her.
Reynolds. Yeah.
Yeah, she was. She ran track.
Yeah, she ran track.
And we trained. So she knew. She was at the tail end of my time there.
Right.
And I thought she was a really beautiful girl. I thought she would have done so much more than Price is Right.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like, it's once you get in that, it's like hard to like leave it because
oh yeah, it's a good
gig,
money. It's good,
like,
you're steady.
Right. But I'm like, some people, I think she had potential to do a lot of other things. She would hear me, you know, complain about stuff.
Yeah.
But when it was time for me to like file my lawsuit, like everyone kind of got ghost on me.
Everybody
got
scared.
They were like, I said, I will not go forward with my lawsuit if I have to bring any of you in. I'm not involving any of you. Anyone who wants to have my back, that's fine. Y'all see what's going on.
Yeah.
But I'm not making any of you do. But don't act like. I don't know. What she was
like you're a bet,
about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need you to risk your job for me. I'm confident enough that if I have something I really believe in, I have evidence of, I got it. But, like, don't act like I'm crazy.
Right.
You know but mean? Bob never tried to buy you a vowel, though, huh?
That's a completely different show.
We have Plinko.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love Plinko.
But I will say a little funny Bob Barker story. Towards the end, like, he was kind of, like, going a little crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they say about Ronald Reagan. Towards the end.
Towards the end. So, like, there would be games that we've been playing. They've been playing the same way for 30 years, right? And some days he would get confused and have it backwards.
Uh-huh.
So no one would want to tell him that you got it wrong. So the contestant's totally confused. So we would all play, like, yeah, Bob, you're right. You're wrong, contestant who's been watching for 30 years. And like, it was so fucked up. And so everyone, it was like a bizarro world. We're all like, all right, we're just going to pretend he's not like, you know. But towards the end, it's like when you have a dog that you really like.
Yeah.
It's time to put the dog down.
Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
still like the dog?
Or get it spayed and neutered, actually.
Hey, man. Yeah,
there you go.
So he got a little grouchy towards the end.
All right. I'm
good.
I want to ask, get back to my other question. Okay. Have you thought of anybody that you can tell
a famous
us?
Guy?
No.
It's been like athletes, so
athlete?
No one really excited.
Okay, tell me the one guy out there now that you want to date. Athlete?
Well, I have a boyfriend now.
Oh.
I do. But he already knows my celebrity crush is Idris Elba. Yeah, he's hot.
Ooh, yeah.
He's like, you know, manly.
Who's the boyfriend? Who's his boyfriend? Oh. Is he a athlete?
No, he's not, actually.
Not in the business?
He's an actor. He's on the show on Oprah's network owned called The Have and Have Nots. Ooh. Good looking guy. He is a vegan Muslim.
Wow.
Doesn't drink or doesn't smoke. So then here I come with my heathen ass. I'm over here trying to sneak bacon and shit and weed.
Yeah.
Sneak bacon and weed.
It's like, show me videos of what happens to pork. And, you know, I'm like, dude, seriously.
Maybe you need to date outside the business and athletes and like people like that, though.
But it's kind of, it's working out, though.
It's working out.
He's vegan Muslim.
Oh, yeah. He's vegan Muslim. Oh, you like this? So you like this one?
Yeah, we live together.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Could you see yourself walking down the aisle again?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that was a Vegas wedding in a basement that smelled like mildew. So okay. This will actually be
a real
wedding. This will be above ground.
Wait, is it happening?
Probably, yeah. We looked at rings and stuff. So.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah, he wants to get married and have kids and all that.
You're nervous, too?
Giving birth is like, I see my cat have babies once and it's like, oh my God, all that shit that comes out and the placenta and they eat it. It's just a lot.
You don't have to eat your placenta. That's not what everybody does.
Some white people do it.
Good luck.
They fry.
I made that.
Good luck. That's cabbage.
They're like there's protein and it makes your hair grow. I mean, who found that out?
It all depends. Do you want the baby to live a long, healthy life? If so, then you have to eat it.
Yeah.
Well, once I'm gone, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. Well,
all right. That's round two.
Congratulations, by the way.
Congratulations.
I'm happy for you on that.
So can the list please stop?
Yes. Can the list please stop?
It's like making it tough. Please.
Okay.
Please stop with the list.
Fair enough. So you got to pick a winner of that round.
Not fuck Snoop. Or Suge Knight. Or Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart would have been a good one, though.
Suge would have been good.
Suge, no. Suge's my friend, though. I'm cool with him.
Okay. So you have to pick a winner of that round.
Of who asked what? Better questions?
Yep.
I really wasn't paying attention.
It's okay.
I'll give it to you.
Thank you very much.
All right, Theo. She's being fair. Congratulations.
Call it what you want. She's being accurate.
So we move on to round three real quick, which is our mini competition.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you have been a former Miss
USA contestant
and you hosted,
mm-hmm.
you have seen lots of contestants get asked questions. You have been asked questions, I'm sure.
Yes.
And so what we'd love for you to do is ask Theo and I each a question, and then we will answer it, and you can decide. We have some sample ones if you want.
Got it. Okay.
And you can then decide who gave the better answer.
Like a better pageant answer?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, yes.
And this is going to be our round three, and this will determine who wins the round, and then therefore.
I'm over 40, so. Does anyone like beef jerky?
This
turkey jerky is like the shit.
Dang, sister jerky. Breaking out so turkey jerky, dude. Dang.
Sweet and snappy. That should be my nickname. That'd be my porn name if I was
sweet and snappy?
No, I like turkey jerky would be a better porn name. Here's perky jerky.
Oh, okay. So any of these I can ask?
Any, or if you have something of your own, you can ask.
All right.
And I'm Miss Pennsylvania.
Do I have to ask you the same question?
It has to be different because we each have to have it.
And you're Miss New Orleans.
Okay.
Or Miss Louisiana.
Okay.
Where you from?
Yeah. So it has to be, I guess different questions, and then you have to decide
from
who won.
Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me think, Miss Louisiana.
Oh, it's Mr. Louisiana?
No, it's Miss.
I'm gender unspecific for this.
The Mr. Universe
plan. If you were a government official during Katrina, how would you go about picking who to rescue first?
If I were a government official during Katrina, I would not go about any particular order in rescuing people. I feel like first come, first serve rescue. Try to get children and women first, and then stronger men at the end. I would allow everyone to be rescued and even black people to be rescued.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's better than George Bush's answer. All right.
Thank
you. Yay, black people.
Yeah.
Even black people.
They're called BP.
Even.
Wow.
And even BPs.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. The BPs appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh my God.
Okay. What state are you from now?
Pennsylvania.
Miss Pennsylvania.
Theo, that was great.
I know it was good. It was a good answer because I'm
going to
win.
That was funny, but your delivery was pretty good too. Oh. Forget it.
Miss Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay. Are you familiar with Allen Iverson? A very popular basketball player from the 70s.
I know who he is.
He has a shoe line.
And he has a shoe line. That's all I know. Yeah.
You might not be able to get the sports.
No.
But still, sometimes you don't get a choice when you're a Miss Universe contestant, do you?
Right.
He was a black man.
Yes.
And he was fined a lot because the NBA had issues with some of the ways he would dress. Braids, jeans, you know. And a lot of people took that as the man trying to control him. Mm. If you were the commissioner of the NBA, how would you address folks and how they want to express themselves and how they dress?
If I was the commissioner of the NBA, which is the Basketball Association, I believe that I would let anybody of any race or color or religion or gender or sexuality wear whatever they want, because I believe in world peace. And I think that everybody should be getting along in this day and age that we live in. It is... and black people too.
Black Jesus, people. Dude, you.
Do I ask a bonus question? Or do I just leave it at that?
What? No way. That was the worst answer.
All right.
That was my pageant answer.
All right.
That
are we ready for a winner?
Yeah, yeah, I think we're ready for a winner here.
All right.
All right. Do I get a drum roll? The winner of the Mr. Miss pageant question is, I'm going with you, Theo.
Yeah.
Because I don't believe Matt's answer about letting anybody wear everything. And then I also think that's not necessarily a good idea.
Agree.
Like, then it's just kind of go crazy. Like, then, you know.
I agree with you, Ms. Jordan.
Because have you seen some of Caitlyn's outfits lately? They have been god awful.
Yeah. Caitlyn is Boston.
I didn't even know it was basketball.
See, that's the problem. And I would think you, Matt, would have a better knowledge of things that involve balls. And I like that. Amen. You would like to rescue black people. And I really believed you.
I would.
So
I
do. You win the title.
Put them on the chopper, son. Let's turn
congratulations,
up.
Congratulations, Theo.
Everybody's going to Houston.
I don't know what that means.
Just Katrina Resnick.
Oh, okay.
Slope, slang.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're
so
welcome.
I guess with that said.
Congratulations, Theo.
Yeah, I think that means that I win the podcast.
Wow. Well,
are you win? I have a winner every time?
Yes, we have a winner every time.
Who wins mostly?
He would say that I do, but
yeah,
I think we're pretty equal. I really do. I think we're pretty equal.
He just knows more pop culture stuff, so.
What does that have to do with?
I like this question that you gave me, though.
Yeah, he did a good job.
If the plane crashed between the U.S. and Canada, where do you bury the survivors?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, where do you bury them, Theo?
I don't know. Ari Manis, what do you think? Where do you bury the survivors?
In the ground.
Amen. Boom! You heard it here last.
Along with all his hostages that he's been keeping.
You heard it here last.
Right here in the Comedy Store basement.
Yeah.
Right here. Yeah, in the freezer in the comedy. All right. Claudia Jordan, thank you so much for coming and being so honest and being fun and telling it like it is. And what can we see? So what's coming on now?
I'm on a podcast right now.
Yeah, what up, white people?
Oh my god, these people are crazy. Okay, what am I doing now?
What can we where can we stay
where
tuned or what
me?
What's going on?
I've been doing a lot of behind the scenes stuff.
I like
it. Producer credit on this sitcom we just shot last week called Just Love. Miguel Nunez is on it, Nicole Murphy, who's married to Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
Guy Tori the comedian,
and I love Guy.
Jack A. Harris from 227.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cute like kind of romance, like kind of, it's a sitcom, it's funny.
Yeah.
And I'm on it as well. And then I worked on another show, it's called Steel Justice. I play a lawyer and it's kind of like loosely based on the Flint water poisoning case.
Ooh.
And that was with Corbin Burnson. He was on that.
Oh, wow. He's awesome, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, no, he's good. He was good. And there was a bunch of people that were really talented. So we'll see what happens. We're out there pitching that. And, you know.
Staying busy.
I have a bag line, a lip gloss line, and I have a new champagne coming out called Just Peachy. Like, I want to be the female Diddy. Kind of
dang,
like Diddy
just
has to rock.
Peachy.
It's a peach-flavored champagne, and it is so good. So I'll make sure I get you guys some.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, we could have some of that in here.
It turns a bright orange color when you try to put a roofie in it, so don't even think about it, okay?
That's a great idea, actually.
It doesn't, but I might have to add that for the LA edition, for the LA
wow,
orders.
That's a great idea.
No, that is a great idea.
Wow. I should make that actually happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
So yeah, I've been doing a lot of stuff like behind the scenes. So.
Awesome.
Well, you're a hard worker, it sounds like. It sounds like that's something that's just ingrained in you, and we appreciate you coming here and spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Ari. Thank you, Theo.
Yep.
And we'll see you next time.